In 1888, Helena Blavatsky would write the book that will become the central source for Hitler on the origins of the Aryan race in her magnum opus, The Secret Doctrine, that would alter the course of history to this present day. The synthesis of science, religion, and philosophy, it was an influential example of the revival of interest in esoteric and occult ideas in the modern age, in particular because of its claim to reconcile ancient Eastern wisdom with modern science. Hitler particularly found Blavatsky's teachings to be crucial to his satanic doctrines and was fascinated by Blavatsky's book. It was from this that he created the basis for his coming Holocaust. Her book covered topics such as the existence of Atlantis, extraterrestrial life forms, creation of animals by humans, a caste system of races, the importance of ancient alphabets such as runes in particular, the superiority of Aryans, the initiated version of astrology and astronomy, cosmic truths colored with pagan myth, and the occult significance of the swastika. To the Germans of the 1930s, the secret doctrine appeared to reconcile science and belief, nature and myth, and catalyzed a much older intellectual tradition. As in the secret doctrine itself, science and occultism lay happily side by side in a fetid embrace.
So they saw the secret doctrine as something that made sense of the world.
And Madame Blavatsky was a woman deeply involved in the occult who founded the Theosophical Society in about 1871 or 1872. And basically she was very closely affiliated with the other occultists at that time. But her organization, Theosophy, certainly based upon her books, The Secret Doctrine, which she wrote several volumes. And The Secret Doctrine, if you read it, you understand that she was certainly a tool of Lucifer. She openly writes about how Lucifer was God, and that certainly if you tapped into this source, there was tremendous power there that could alter your whole outlook on the world, and you'd get great wealth and power and fame, which she herself accomplished.
Hitler kept a copy of Blavatsky's The Secret Doctrine by his bedside ever since being introduced to its teachings by Dietrich Eckhart and Karl Haushofer.
A Satanist believes that any object created for any satanic use, okay, once it's created, whether it be wood or sculpture or a painting or a drawing on the ground, or a book. Once that book is created for Satan's purpose and is in existence, that begins to be a conduit for demonic spirits from the other realm. It will just reverberate with satanic power 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's their belief. That's why we've got all these satanic images sitting in Washington, D.C., The founders believed that once they were created and they're on the ground or they're in a painting or a sculpture, that they would begin to reverberate satanic power 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and gradually move America and the world into this new world order. Was taking that secret doctrine book at home, into bed with him, he was experiencing that demonic power flowing through that object, flowing through that book. And I really do believe it happens just like that, because we're talking about the realm of Satanism here. We're not talking, it's not biblical, but it's an experience or it's a fact in the demonic realm.